Good evening. It's good to be in the Lord's house one more time. I don't really have anything on my heart and mind at this time, so if it's all right with you, I'll just lead in the prayer and ask that you pray for my two fellow brethren. But I will acknowledge God and His goodness to me, and I will encourage all of you to trust Him with all of your heart, soul, body, and mind. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 tells us to do that. And it goes on to say that He will direct our paths if we acknowledge Him and trust Him as we should. And I found out firsthand back in December that Proverbs 27 and verse 1 is as solid as a rock, because nobody knows what a day is going to bring forth. But anyhow, most of you already know, back in December, I lost my job after 24 years with the railroad. Through no fault of our own, myself and several of my other co-workers were told we were no longer needed. Contractors and computers had replaced us. But ever since that day, there's been peace in my heart. I didn't know where I was going to be. I didn't know where God was going to lead or where I was going to end up. Because for most of my life, all I've done is turn wrenches. Railroading, mechanic work is all I knew. I told the gentleman that was there with me as I was cleaning out my truck that if I hadn't have been in the place of fellowship that I was with the Lord at that time, I'd been a nervous wreck. I had three kids at home, a wife, and a mortgage. And it's my responsibility to work and provide for them. But I had peace, and that peace is still there today. I was thinking over this the last couple of days, and I just want to tell the people here that I am thankful to be numbered among you. God placed me here because I needed to be here in order to weather the storm that was coming into my life. And I give Him all the praise and all the glory for what He has done. You are very precious to me. I love you very dearly. And our God loves you very dearly. And believe me when I tell you, you can trust Him. You can believe what He tells you. You can put the faith that He has placed inside of you into action. It's there. It's a fruit of the Spirit. May God help us all to use it for His glory, because I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious, and righteous Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You this day in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord, for all that You have done. All of Your love, all of Your mercy, all of Your goodness. But Father, most of all, we thank You for the finished work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. Father, we thank You for the security found in Him and in Him alone. We thank You, Lord, for the privilege to gather, to worship You, to preach about You, to talk about You. God, help us, Lord, to yield our body, soul, and spirit 100%. God, may we present ourselves a living sacrifice
set apart for your glory and for the benefit of the body of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that your will would be done here today. Father, prepare the hearts and the minds as the gospel is preached. Lord, may it find a lodging place in our hearts and minds that it may bring forth more fruit to glorify you. Father, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you're doing, and we ask these favors and give thanks in Jesus' name. Father, thy will, O God, be done. Amen.